This is Greg in the Morning Buzz.
All right.
Well, get ready. Go to morningbuzz.com. I'm so used to saying morningbuzz.com. Go to the Buzz Facebook page because we're about to launch Facebook Live and another Gizmogram for Valentine's Day.
How to Valentine's Day. Step one, buy some flowers.
Yeah.
Flowers always smell like a funeral home.
No, yeah. Please, don't do any of that. Grown man child in a diaper has been out. And thank you to our great friends at Great Bay Limousine taking good care of him and DJ. DJ is Facebook Living this as we speak. So please do join us and watch this as it happens. Now, I have to say, Gizmo is on the line. Gizmo?
Yeah?
I got to say, the last one... So, the last one in the Whole Foods, that was a fail, brother. Yeah. You know, that was a fail.
I was so nervous, like, walking in, I felt nauseous, and I was just like, I was so uncomfortable because everyone was just staring at me. Of course, they had no idea who I, like, was or anything like that.
Of course not. It's Whole Foods,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they have no idea who you are.
I said hi to some lady walking in, and she just turned her head and walked. Like, yeah. She didn't say anything back to me.
Yeah, that's an NPR listener for you right there. Got her head no so far up her backside, she got no sense of humor.
Drinking the punch.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you looked awkward in the video. And you
dude,
went,
did you
we
really?
We were telling you, go find a lady, and you walked up to a man with a clipboard. And
yeah, dude.
No wonder you're having a hard time meeting people. You get all nervous and you start...
I'd rather talk to a man.
He felt nauseous. I feel bad about that.
Did you finally go to the bathroom?
You guys were talking in my ear, and I didn't know what to say. I'm just like, I don't know. I was lost.
All right. No. So right now, are you in the limousine right now?
I am, yeah.
All right. And you're outside of a place, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. So he's outside, and this is a one where he's going to go in, and he's going to read a poem that a woman sent in. He's going to read a poem that Kelly wrote. Am I right, Kelly?
That's right.
All right, so this is a Kelly special.
Yeah, she had asked that Kelly write the poem.
Yeah, so, okay, well, I'm going to... Can we say where you are?
Okay,
so he's outside of a garage.
Yeah.
So why don't you get out and go in. And who are you looking for? Who are you looking for in there?
I'm looking for Dan.
Okay, all right. So he looks
Dan,
like...
Dan, the dancing man.
Oh, he looks like the stranded prom date nobody wanted to go with.
I got to pull up my diaper.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, you've been sagging a lot in the back.
Well, there is a lady looking at me through the window.
Okay.
This is really awkward. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Dude, he's got plumbers. He's got
So, today's Valentine's Day, right? Yeah. So, I was sent here to give you a message of love.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me pull it out of my diaper.
Okay.
You gotta say, sup, fella.
Sup.
Oh, sup, fella.
You can watch this on Facebook Live. Okay. There you go.
This is really good. This is really good.
He's in Daniel's garage, and he's standing in front of a bunch of dudes in the garage. And he's reaching into his diaper to pull out his poem.
All right, you ready for this?
Oh, he's in bed. Now, he realizes this is a Kelly Brown classic you're about to read, so you better give it the proper respect, okay?
I'll try not to disappoint Kelly.
Okay, all right.
To Dan, you sexy mechanic man. I remember the first night we met, you drank some beers and offered to tune up my gears. You make me weak and queasy when you get all greasy. You throw me into a love panic. Your red hot sexy machine.
Mechanic.
I love the
mechanic.
Mechanic. Is that what I said? Well, I messed that up. I love your muscular thighs.
Your muscles. I like
and
your muscles.
Sides. You're so much hotter than the other guys.
He's
on my hot fudge sundae, you make my cherry.
What?
And to that, there is just one more query. From your beautiful sherry.
He is not laughing at all.
Dan, you're so damn sultry and fine. Will you be my Valentine?
That's abysmal.
He's not good at reading.
It's the worst.
I'm very bad when I'm even like more nervous.
Dude, this guy's not even smiling.
Well,
no.
Dude, you are wearing a diaper. Yeah, I am wearing a diaper.
Well, you are wearing a diaper, bro. I don't even know you. This guy
is... I don't think there's any money involved.
He is... The dude did not crack a smile.
Maybe some awkward publicity.
Did not even crack a smile. Wow, that's impressive. Hey,
So I do have a gift for you. This is a gift from Cupid.
Ask him if he wants a lap dance.
Want a lap dance?
Do you want a lap dance at all?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, he said he's good.
Ask him if he needs his oil check.
I think he wants me to leave his business now.
Ask him if he needs his oil check.
Yeah,
ask him if
good.
Ask him if he needs
do
his.
Do something on Rock 101 today?
Okay. Gizmo.
Yeah.
Ask him if he needs to have his oil checked.
All right. Do you need to have your oil checked?
Nope.
No.
I bet you good. I bet you got a pretty nice dipstick.
Are you getting messages from? I bet you. Yeah. They said, or I think you have a pretty nice dipstick. Yeah. It's getting more awkward and awkward.
You are live on the radio.
All right, that's great. All right. Well, thank you to. What do you got, Kelly?
Why did I even work on that poem?
I know.
We should have known. He
threw me into a love panic. Red hot, sexy mechanic.
I know. It was
not
a genius poem, Kelly.
Not machine.
It was a genius poem.
Your muscles.
You've got the best muscles I've ever seen.
You want a lap dance? No, I'm good. I just love that. That was Sherry. We apologize that it was bungled a little bit.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you look at a guy with muscles, it can be very intimidating for a guy like Gizmo. All right. Gizmo, you still there?
I am, yeah.
All right. Well, we got one more and maybe another drive-by.
Yeah.
The drive-by didn't work out.
I got to work on that.
Okay, yeah. You got a little bit of work to do, brother. But all right,
free
thank
read
you.
Next time. Gizmo. Free read.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I think he took it out of his diaper and never even looked at the poem. Kelly, what was it? Can you put it together in your own way to let him know?
This is the way it should have read.
This is how it should have read. Remember, at the end, you don't clap at Kelly's poetry. You snap your fingers.
To Dan, you sexy mechanic man. I remember the first night we met, you drank some beers and offered to tune up my gears.
Mm.
You make me weak and queasy when you get all greasy. You throw me into a love panic, you red-hot sexy mechanic.
Nice.
I love your muscular thighs and lustful sighs. Mm. You're so much hotter than the other guys.
Nice.
On my hot fudge sundae, you are my cherry. And to that, there is just one query from your beautiful Sherry. Dan, you're so damn sultry and fine. Will you be my Valentine?
Wow. Epic.
Next year, you're wearing the diaper.
Epic, bro.
That was good. Smooth.
Maya Angelou somewhere is looking up going, kid's good. Kid's good. Yeah. That's the way it should be.
What happened there?
I don't know, man. He's got one more shot. Are we going to do a Buzz Poetry Jam? It's been a hit. It's been a tradition here on the show. Our own little poetry competition. We all smoke clove cigarettes and put on little black berets. You know what I mean? And we have pencil thin mustaches. And we will
not all of us.
we will come back with that and more as we move into the 9 o'clock hour on Valentine's Day. We'll be right back.
It's a show by children for children. Fat face. You stick left.